Okay, thank you very much for coming and being shtatif. We just going to go through the first Mishnah over here, and I've been talking with a couple of artists, Chidushim, Biurim, and the Mishnah, and the Rishonim here. It would be somewhat of a psycho for the parak. So the Mishnah starts off, Arvi Pesachim Samach L'mincha Lo Yoichol Adam Ad Shetakshach. Erev Pesach Samach L'mincha, you're not allowed to eat anything Ad Shetakshach. There's an Isra Achila on Erev Pesach. Afilo Ani Shebisal Lo Yoichol Ad Sheesev. Even an Ani should not eat until he's Mesev. This is the din of Haseva. One is Mechiv to be Mesev Lo Haseder. And Taisus Mishan talk about what the Chiddush is by Ani. But this is the din that everyone has to be Mesev Lo Haseder. V'lo Yivchasu Loi Mabakaisis. You're not allowed to have less than four kaisis. Every year is mechuyif to have dal kaisis v'lel haseder shel yain. Afilu min atamchui. Even if you were an ani who needs to get money min atamchui from the kupa of tzedakah, afal pichin the zechiyav and the gabay tzedakah to give you at least dal kaisis. The mitzvah of dal kaisis is very chomer, and even an ani is mechuyif either to be mishtadel to get it, or the gabay tzedakah has to give it to him. So that's basically the Mishnah. We have the din of the Sachila Ner Pesach, then the Chiyav Haseva, and then the din of Dal Kaisis. So just to start with the first halach in the Mishnah, Avri Pesach Musamach Lamincha, Yoichel Ad Adam Ad Shetechshach. So the Mishnah is saying there's an Isra Achila on Erev Pesach. One is not allowed to eat food. So we shouldn't talk about what type of food exactly. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach until Shkia, until the actual Seder. So the Shaila is, what's the beer in this din? Why not? Why is it asur to eat on Erev Pesach? What are we worried about? So the Ran and the Rinu David both say that the pshat is that we're afraid that if you eat on Erev Pesach, you're going to become full. And then when you come to your mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, we're afraid that you're going to eat an Achila Gasa. It's going to become an Achila Gasa. And Achila Gasa is Lav Shmei Achila. It does not have a din of an Achila. And you're not mekayim the mitzvah matzah. Mamash v'chayshish, you're gonna be so full, so stuffed from food from Erev Pesach that it's not gonna have a shame achila when you eat your matzah, and it won't be mekayim the mitzvah at all. This is a klal all over. B'chol tarkula achila gasa lav shmei achila. If a person would eat on Yom Kippur and achila gasa, he ate a lot Erev Yom Kippur, and then he goes ahead on Yom Kippur night and he eats more food, that would not be considered achila. He's not chayiv midaraisa for eating on Yom Kippur. It's also midarabanan, but that's a halacha pesuk in Shulchan Aruch. Achila gasa lo yishmei achila. So the chashash is over here. You're going to eat a lot on Erev Pesach. It's going to come lel haseder. You're going to be full, and it's going to be an achila gasa lo yishmei achila, and you're not going to be mekayim your mitzvah matzah. That's how the Ran and the Rabbeinu David learned pshat in the Mishnah. So it's mamash a chashash. You're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Now the Rashbam, as you all know, the Rashbam is chay, like he says a different shot over here. Rashi also says like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says lo yoichol adam, why not? Kedesh yoichol matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavin mishum heder mitzvah. We want to make sure that you eat the matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavin mishum heder mitzvah. So the Rashbam says we're not worried about achila gasa lo shem achila. We're not worried that you're going to come and eat it in a way where you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah at all. That's not the chashash, but we want to make sure that you eat it l'teyavin. You should eat it in a geshmak way. Eat it in a way where you have an appetite, you have a desire for the matzah, and the reason for that is because of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is mechayiv, you should eat it in an enjoyable way where you want to eat the matzah, and if you're full, you don't have a teyavin, it's going to be lacking in this din hiddur mitzvah of eating matzah le teyavin. So the Rashbam is learning, it's not a chashash of achila gasa, we're not worried you're going to eat in a way where your mamash not mekayim the mitzvah. How are you going to get the kima mitzvah even if it's not le teyavin? We're not that level of achila gasa, lo yishmei achila. But it's going to be, if you're missing te'oven, there's going to be some type of lack of hiddur mitzvah. And the Rashbam is a gevaldik chiddush, because he's being mechadish a musig over here, that when there's a mitzvah of achila in the Torah, you have to do it in a way where you're eating it at the te'oven, where you have an appetite, where you want to eat it, which the pashtus we don't see anywhere. When the Torah says do an achila, it just means be eichel, put it in your mouth, swallow it, you have a kazayis, that's an achila. We don't really find anywhere that there's a din of te'oven, you have to eat an enjoyable achila. You have to enjoy it, you have to want it, you have an appetite. We don't really find that. Rashbam is being mechadish that there is such a din, and he blames it on the halach of hiddur mitzvah. Mishum hiddur mitzvah, you have to eat in a way which is enjoyable. And that also is a chiddush, because hiddur mitzvah, normally, b'chol tarakula, we learn it out from Zekei Levanveyu, it's a chiyuv to be miyata a mitzvah, to beautify a mitzvah. You should make a shofena, a lulavna, whatever, any mitzvah you do, it should be done in a beautiful way, in a eifen of nai, in a eifen of yofi. But over here, we're not beautifying any mitzvah. We're just it's a mitzvah achila, and we're saying you have to eat it in a way which is more yishmak, more enjoyable, that batashas is not nichol in the regular din of hider mitzvah zekelim mamveyu. So it's a chiddush that the Rashbam is extending the regular din of hider mitzvah to eating an achila b'teyavin as well. So we have to understand what's the makkah of the Rashbam, where does he get this from, that when you have a mitzvah achila, there's an inyan to do it in a way which is more enjoyable, more l'teyavin. Where does he get this din from? And Avada, I think it's a davar pashat that the Rashbam is not saying we have a klal, but any mitzvah, every time you do a mitzvah, you should do it in a way which is more chaviv, more geshmak. If you're taking lulav, you should take a lulav that's more enjoyable to hold. that you don't see. That's, stam to do in a mitzvah in a way which is more geshmak. Maybe there's an inyan to do it, but hidden mitzvah is not mechayvi to do it. It's bedafka over here because this is a mitzvah of achila, and the more you enjoy it, the more achila it is. Right? An achila with hana is under achila. It's a different achila. It's a whole different type of achila. So over there, we have this musig that if you do it in eifen of teyavin, it's more of a hidden mitzvah. But things other than achila, l'char, you don't find such a musig that you should hidden mitzvah is mechayvi to do it in a more enjoyable way. But again, we have to know that what's the makar of the Rashbam. Where does he get this musig that there's an inyan to be eichel in a way which is more l'teyavin? So that's one ha'ara on the Rashbam. And the other ha'ara on the Rashbam, which the Rashash asks, you saw this kasha, the Rashash asks that the Rashbam is even more shva, the Rashbam l'char is keneged the Beferish Gemara. The Rashbam is learning the Pshat and the Mishnah is not because of Achila Gasa. It's not that you're going to do an Achila Gasa, the Loishma Achila, it's only a Shail of Hidr Mitzvah eating the Teyavin, but the Gemara on Kufzain says Lehadia, the Pshat and the Mishnah is because of Achila Gasa, not because of Hidr Mitzvah. The Gemara starts off with the Shail, what's the Pshat in the din of the Mishnah of Lo Yoichal Ad Shetechshach? The Gemara says, is it because of Pesach, that we're afraid if you eat too early during the day, you're going to be Nimshach, and you're going to forget to bring your card on Pesach? Maybe it's Mishum Matzah that we're afraid that if you eat too much, you're going to be full, and you're not going to, there'll be a problem with your Shkayach, there'll be a problem with Matzah. And Zakti Gemara, the Lashon is, Mishum Matzah, Dilma Asi L'Mikla Shkayach, L'Matzah Achila Gasa, maybe you're going to come and eat the Matzah Achila Gasa. So the Gemara says the Shaila, is it because Pesach and we're afraid you're going to eat and forget to bring the Karan Pesach, or is it because of Matzah and you're going to come and eat the Matzah Achila Gasa? So the Gemara is saying over here, Beferish, black and white, that the Pshat and the Mishnah is, if it's because of Matzah, that it's going to be a Shaila of Achila Gasa. So in fact, Rashash, how can the Rashbam and Rashi, how can they say that the Pshat is because of Hidr Mitzvah and L'Teyavin? They're inventing a whole new Musik, besides it being Mechadish and Uchshash, it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly it's because of Achila Gasa. So I want to say over the Rashash's parrots, I'm going to just be masbered a little more than he does. The Rashash basically says like this. He says the Taisus and Daf Kuv Zayin has a kasha on the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the problem is Achila Gasa, you're going to eat it in a way which is Achila Gasa and Lav Shmei Achila. So Taisus is bothered that it's Masha from the Gemara, that if you eat Achila Gasa, it's Lav Shmei Achila, and the Gemara says that Beferish and Yuma, Achila Gasa, Lav Shmei Achila, eat on Yom Kippur Achila Gasa, it's not a problem, it's Lav Shmei Achila. So Taisus brings down the Gemara Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara says that if one eats his Karban Pesach, Achila Gasa, the Gemara says that he's not a Rasha. He's not considered a Rasha. He wasn't mevatel the mitzvah of Achila's Karban Pesach. He just did not do a mitzvah min amufcher. The Lashon of the Gemara is that if somebody ate at Achila Gasa, nehidelo ka'avid mitzvah min amufcher, even though he didn't do a mitzvah min amufcher, Pesach nia ka'avid, but he did eat his Karban Pesach. He ate the Pesach. It's not mitzvah min amufcher because it's Achila Gasa, but avad he's mekam the mitzvah. He's not a Rasha. So in fact, Taisus is mevoy in the Gemara that if you eat your Karban Pesach, Achila Gasa, it is an achila, your yaitzir mitzvah, just a lack of mitzvah min amufcher. So how then could the Gemara say over here in Sachem and in Yuma that achila gasa loish me'achila, and if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're patel gamer. We see in Nazir that it is an achila, just not mitzvah min amufcher. So Taisus answers, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that there are two types of achila gasa. There's the higher level of achila gasa, which means a person eats so much that he's mamish, full, he's stuffed, he can't eat another thing, nafshay, he's disgusted to eat anything more. If he eats any more, it's going to be difficult for him. He doesn't want to do it. That's the achila gasa, which is lav shmei achila, and your pater on your kippur. But there's another type of achila gasa, which is a lower level achila gasa, where you're not so full that you are nafshay katsa. You're not disgusted from eating, but you don't have such a strong desire to eat. You'll still have a little tam. You'll enjoy it a little bit, but you are pretty full and you don't have such a starker taiva. That achila gasa, that's also called achila gasa, but that achila gasa is shmei achila. That is a proper achila. It's considered achila b'chol hatar kula, and you're going to be chayv in Yom Kippur, and if you eat the Korban Pesach in such a way, it is an achila, but it's not the mitzvah min hamufkar, it's not the proper way of doing it, and that's what the Gemara Nazir is talking about. It's not the higher level achila gasa, it's the lower level achila gasa, which you have a little bit of a tam, and that's shmei achila, just the lack of mitzvah min hamufkar. So, therefore, the Rashash, that could be pshat in the Rashbam over here. So Taisus Lamaisa learns pshat in the Gemara achil gasa is kipshutai, that if you do an achil gasa and your mamash full, lo shme achila, it's not achila bichlal, and your taka, it's the achil gasa that you'll be patah in Yom Kippur. But he wants to say that maybe the Rashbam learned that when the Gemara says the words achil gasa, it does not mean the higher level achil gasa, it means the lower level achil gasa, which is shme achila, it is a real achila. It's the one the Gemara Nazir is talking about, that's not a mitzvah min hamufkar. So you didn't get the mitzvah min hamufkar, you didn't get the highest level mitzvah min hamufkar, but achila it is. And that's how the Rashbam understood the Gemara. And in the middle, the Rashbam is not shver. What the Rashbam says by us in the Mishnah, that when you eat on Erev Pesach, you're going to come and eat it, not let Yavin, and there's a problem of hitter mitzvah, he means the achila gasa, not the achila gasa, which is avshmei achila, but he understood the Gemara in Kav Zayin to mean achila gasa, the lower level achila gasa, where it is an achila, just not going to be lete yavin. And then it would come out, we have a makar for the Rashbam. The makar of the Rashbam will goof a beef from that Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir, Lefi Taisis, is saying that if you eat a Korban Pesach, but Eifen, where you are full, but you're not nafshei katsa, it is an achila, it's called an achila, but there's something lacking in the geshmak and the teyavin, that's not a mitzvah and a mufkar. You didn't do the mitzvah in the most mufkardik way, you're mekayim the mitzvah, it's not mitzvah and a mufkar. So you see from the Gemara that there's levels in achila. When you have a mitzvah achila, it's in it to do it in a way where it's a teyavin, where it's geshmak, and if you're missing any geshmak, you're missing any teyavin, it's not min a mufkar, and that's what the Rashbam understands the Gemara to mean when it says achila gasa. And now be pshat in our Mishnah that when you eat such an achila, we're worried if you eat on Erev Pesach, you're not going to eat it l'teyavin, there'll be a lack of hiddur mitzvah. That's basically how the Rashash says pshat in the Rashbam. And
mufkar is going to equal hiddur?
Mufkar is l'char what the Rashbam is calling hiddur. Hiddur does not mean, hiddur means to do the mitzvah in the most mufkardik way. That's what the Rashbam is understanding it. And if you look at Rashi and Daf Kuf Zayin, Rashi, when he touches the Gemara Bechila Gasa, Mishum Matzah, Rashi says, she kanas lo keshehu taiva. When he says, he touches the Gemara, that you should eat in the way where you have a taiva. Which the Pashas is connected to the Gemara is saying, Achila Gasa, he's saying, it should be an Achila of taiva. It's an interesting way of saying it. So the L'chaira, Rashi's bavarning, he's being machik, that don't read the Gemara Kipshutai to mean achila gasa mamish. No, it means the lower level achila gasa, which means you're lacking in your taiva. That's how he's touching the Gemara. And that L'chaira would be Rashi L'shitasa from the Mishnah. The Rashi in the Mishnah also learns that the shash of achila of Erev Pesach is not achila gasa like the Ran, but he says like the Rashbam, it's a lack of teyavin, lack of hiddur mitzvah. And that he's learning achila gasa and dafkuv zayin to mean the lower level of achila gasa.
Either way, you have to stay consistent between
Kuvzayin and the Mishnah, because Kuvzayin is explaining the Mishnah. Right, so that's the problem. Kuvzayin is explaining the Mishnah. Whatever it means over there, that's what the Mishnah means. So, but why Rashi go out of his way when the Mishnah says Achila Gasa and touch it up to mean Taiva, which is not Kipshutai? So he's Lachar telling you, don't read the Gemara Kipshutai, that it means a real Achila Gasa. Fakir, it means an Achila of Taiva. Now, Grada and Sadi Tess, the Mishnah doesn't say the word Taiva, but the Brisa which the Gemara brings does say Beferish, that the, at least by Shabbos, the problem is we want to make sure that you go into Shabbos kishu taiva, you go into Shabbos and you have a taiva, which is Pashas Mashma, not Achila Gasa, but an Indian of taiva. The Ran would have to be Machik, that means Achila Gasa, where there's a lack of taiva. That would be a little bit better Lefi the Rashbam and Lefi Rashi, where you see this Lashon of taiva over here, that's not Mamash Achila Gasa, but it's a lack of taiva. Agav, the Lashon of the Gemara, Kishu Yikonos HaShabbos Kishu Taiva, is a little bit shver, just al pi diktuk. Should really be Kishu Yikonos HaShabbos Kishu Ta'ev or Kishu Misave. Taiva is a noun. You don't say you should go into Shabbos when you are Taiva. It doesn't really make sense. A lot of Rishonim have a different gear, so their gear is Misave or Ta'ev. But the Lashon we have is a little bit shver. But as Sarab Shlomo Zalman says, interesting chat, that you find, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he said, there's a pasuk of Ani Tfila. I am Tfila. What does it mean, I am Tfila? Tfila is also a noun. It's not something you do. But so the Svarim touch up that it means that David Melch was like a Cheftz of Tfila. That was his whole Mahus. He was Tfila. He didn't just daven, but he came. His essence was davening. So he says, that's a pshat over here, Lahavdol, the other way. A person goes into Shabbos Kishu Taiva. It doesn't mean that you're just lacking Taiva. You ate too much, but you become like a Cheftz of Taiva. Your whole essence becomes Taiva. That's what we're trying to avoid. You shouldn't be in such a matzav where your whole mitzias is tied, and maybe that fits in a little better between the Ran Sechil Gasa, but okay, that's just Hashan, how to touch it off. But Al-Kopanim, that's how the Rashash learns from the Rashbam, that he means the lower level of Chil Gasa, which Taisus proves they have these two different levels of Chil Gasa. But as some of you were Ma'irer, the Rashash is a Pella, because if you look in the Rashbam, and Daf Kuf Ches, Kuf Zayin, the Rashbam says Lehedya, that he understands the Gemara over there to mean Chil Gasa Kipshutai, the higher level of Chil Gasa, which is Loishme Achila, not the lower level of Chil Gasa, which he doesn't mention Bechlal. So it's a Shtukal Pella, how could the Rashash say that the Rashbam over here touched the Gemara over there to mean Chil Gasa, which is just not mitzvah min hamufchar? The Rashbam himself says beferish that the Gemara is referring to achila gasa, which is loish me'achila. And the Rashbam is the first Rashbam in Kuf Zayin Mabez, Oidilma Samach L'mincha Ktana, when he's mazbe the Gemara, the shaila of not eating matzah ba'ifen shel tayavin. So the he's mazbe the Gemara. The Gemara is two tzadim. It's either mishum Pesach and we're afraid that you're not going to bring the carbon Pesach, or it's mishum matzah and you're not going to eat the matzah. You can eat a b'ayfen of achila gasa. So then the Rashbam asks a kasha. He says, even if it is a shayla of achila gasa, why did the Gemara have to switch to matzah and say it's a shayla matzah? We could leave it with Pesach. Both stadim could be Pesach, and the shayla would be by Pesach also there's a shayla of achila gasa. Why did the Gemara have to switch to matzah? Say, is it Pesach or matzah? Both stadim could be Pesach, and the shayla is Achila Gasa by Kabin Pesach. And his Lashon is, in the middle of Hashvam, he says, Menehi Nami, the Mishum Pesach, Ikel Mecha Shachila Gasa. It's true that by Pesach also there's a Chshash of Achila Gasa. Dafa Gavdu Nechal Asaiva, even though you could eat Pesach Asaiva, Achila Gasa, Mia Eina Achila, but Achila Gasa, Avad is not an Achila, but by Kachem Mazik with the Cheshmin Levi Avamas. And by Kachem, if you eat Achila Gasa, it's not an Achila, you're a Mazik. You're not doing the proper mitzvah, so you're stam, being Mazik Kachem, if you eat in a way which is not an Achila, it's like burning it. You're being mazik the kachem. So that's his kasha. Why can't the Gemara say that maybe Mishan the Mishnah is achila gasa and leave it by Karban Pesach? Why do we have to jump to matzah? And when he asks the kasha, he speaks out lahadya, and achila gasa is lav shmei achila, and it's a mazik by kachem. So you see, l'chad Hashmam is learning Mishan the Gemara over here that it's achila gasa, which is loish shmei achila, and the achila gasa kipshutai. So how can the Rashash say the Rashbam means the lower level of Achila Gasa, which is not mitzvah min hamufchar, if the Rashbam himself says the problem is the higher level of Achila Gasa? So that's what's tzarichin in the pshat of the Rashash. Now the Maisa, what the Rashash is saying, l'chor, you have to say it, the answer to the Rashbam. So Shaila is, what do we do with this Rashbam over here who says Achila Gasa kipshutai, the real level, the higher level of Achila Gasa? So I thought you could be miyashav like this, that I think not only this is not a kasha on the Rashbam and on the Rashash, but it's really a raya to him, because the Rashbam is very interesting. The Rashbam, the whole Gemara up until this point, the Gemara says beferish is that the Rashash is mishum achila gasa. You can eat the matzah achila gasa, and then the Rashbam never really explained what achila gasa is. That he understood that that's pashut. We know what achila gasa is. Then when he asks his kasha on the Gemara, he says, why can't the Gemara say that it's mishum Pesach and Pesach is also part of achila gasa? And he says, and even though Pesach is Nachal HaSaiva, but Achila Gasa is Loish Me'achila, like we find in Yevamos, it's a Mazik. So this is the first time the Rashbam speaks out what Achila Gasa is and that it's a Mazik. Why does Rashbam wait till his Kasha? If we don't know what Achila Gasa is, he should say it as Pshat in the Gemara. He should be Mazik what Achila Gasa is. Why does he only speak this out in his Kasha from Karban Pesach? So I think, L'chor, it's Mavun HaRashbam. The Rashbam understood that the whole Gemara, in the Gemara says Achila Gasa Avada, means like the Rashash is saying it's Achila Gasa, the lower level Achila Gasa, which isn't Achila, just not Mitzvah Min HaMufcher. Because there's no need to say more than that to be Mazder why Matzah would be a problem. Even if it's a lack of Teyavin, a lack of Hidr, that would be a problem. But then, Fekta Hashvam Akasha, what about when you come to Karban Pesach? Why can't we say Achila Gasa by Karban Pesach? Now, Karban Pesach, the Hashvam has to bavarn, l'char, it doesn't make sense to apply Achila Gasa to Karban Pesach, the lower level, because Pesach is Nachal ala Saiva. By Karban Pesach Faker, you're supposed to eat it when you're full, that's the whole din. The Gemara says you should eat it at the end of the Suda when you're full, that's a chashivis, that you're not starving when you eat it, so it is Nachal ala Saiva. So what's the Rashbam asking in Achila Gasa by Pesach? Achila Gasa is not a problem by Karban Pesach, it is Nachal ala Saiva. So therefore, Zakta Rashbam, the Rashbam is saying that, he's saying, I know what you're going to tell me, that Pesach is Nachal ala Saiva, and therefore the lower level Achila Gasa is not going to be an issue, but Fekta Hashmam, there's a higher level Achila Gasa, which is Mamish Loishme Achila, like you see in Yavamis. That's the higher level of Yom Kippur. That's why the Hashmam is throwing it in over here to make his Kasha a Kasha, and L'chara, therefore the Gemara could have applied the higher level Achila Gasa to Pesach, and learn the Shiloh Gemara by Pesach, not only by Matzah. So the Rashbam only brought it in to ask his kasha by Pesach, where the lower level of Achilagasa would not be an issue, because it is Nachal HaSoiva, and that's why he was Mechadish, the higher level of Achilagasa. But as Pshat in the Gemara, when it comes to Matzah, Avada the Rashbam meant the lower level of Achilagasa, which is an Achila, and Haraya, that he never really brought in the Achilagasa, which is Loishma Achila, till he asked his kasha from Karban Pesach, because it's Nachal HaSoiva. But by Matzah, Lachar Yilon Kepshutai, that it's Achilagasa, which is Shmei Achila. And that's, I think, how the Rashbam learned by us, and it's a little bit mdug like this in the Rashbam in the Gemara, when the Rashbam in the Gemara in Tzaritas says, Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah, he says, what's the issue? What are we afraid is going to happen if you eat on Erev Pesach? So the Rashbam, Shaloi Tein Nechalas Al Saiva. We don't want you to eat the Matzah Al Saiva. That's a quote of the din of Karban Pesach, which is Nechal Al Saiva.
Isn't it sure then that the Karban Pesach of the Torah is Mitzvah to eat it in a Mukhur de Garfila?
So it's not like Tosfos speaks out al hasayva doesn't mean you're mamish full. There is a little bit of a taiva. You miss out a little bit, just
no,
not.
But we're calling that kilo.
So, but you're right. Generally, I mean, the Gemara says that it's l'mashkak yadav sham malachim eichlim. When kings eat, kings are never hungry. They're always satiated. They're always full, and they eat sort of a it's more of a malchastik achila. So that current pesach is we're not coming to fill you up. It's a different type of achila. It's more of a royal type of achila. But that is the din by Karban Pesach. So whatever you should do by Karban Pesach, we don't want you to do by Matzah. Matzah does not have a din of Al HaSoiva. And that is the chash over here by Matzah Lefi the Rashbam. And that's Luchar, that would answer that would be pshat in the Rashash. So it comes out, L'maisa, there's a machlokes here between the Rashbam and Mitzarachel and Rashi, Kineged the Ran and Benu David, and Taisus. So what is pshat in the chash in the Mishnah? Lefi, the Ran and Taisus, we are worried that you're going to mamash come to do an Achila Gasa, which is Loish Me'achila, Mashen Lefi the Rashbam. We're not worried about that. We're worried about a achila, a lower level, which is a lack of taiva and a lack of hiddur mitzvah.
This would come out to play into the Yom Kippur,
or at least if you're Well, that right. I mean, whatever you say, pshat in the Mishnah is over here. L'chayr would be the shailan, the chashash, and the machlokes as well on Erev Shabbos. Yeah.
The Rashbam was explained as being out for the mission according to Rabbi Huda.
So the Rashbam, I don't think he's getting into it. It will depend on the Terutzim and the Gemara. He's just saying, stop, what's the pshat? Whatever way you learn, what is a chashash going to be? He's saying that is a chashash of a lack of hiddur mitzvah. Whether the mission is like for Biesi or not, that would depend on the two Terutzim and the Gemara. So now, I just want to go for a minute to the first Taisus in the Perek. Taisus starts off, Arvi Psachim, this is a Hemshech, I mean, it has to do with what I'm saying now. Arvi Psachim. So the shaila is, what's the girsa over here? Is it regards Erev Pesachim, or is the girsa Arvi Pesachim? So Taisa says, Yigrasin and Arvi Nicha. If you have the girsa Arvi, that makes sense. Because Arvi Pesachim, it's all the many Erev Pesachims, you shouldn't be Eichel. Yigrasin and Erev, but if you have the girsa Erev, then it's a little shver. What does it mean Erev Pesachim? The Erev of Pesachim. It's Erev is Lashon Yachim, Pesachim is Lashon Rabin. So Taisa says, to Terutzim, Hachikama, Erev Shashach Nebav Pesachim. The first there it says, it's the Erev on which you shach the many Karban Pesachs. Inam is Taisus Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. It's the Erev of Pesach Rishon V'Sheni, meaning it's referring to both Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. If a person was Tamei Derech HaChaikia and he has to do Pesach Sheni, he also should not eat on Erev Pesach because we're afraid that there's going to be a problem with your Achilas Matzah that night. So on the second Teretz of Taisus is saying clearly that the Mishnah applies to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So there's a kasha over here from this Vasemis. Vasemis is very bothered with Taisus. He says, I don't understand why should there be a chash in Isra Achila and Pesach Sheni. Bishma Pesach Rishon, you have a mitzvah Achila's matzah. You have to eat matzah, mitzvah Dorayas and matzah, so we're afraid if you eat too much, you're not going to be full and won't be lit to the oven. But Pesach Sheni, there's no mitzvah in the Torah of Achila's matzah. There's no mitzvah Be'erv Teichel Matzahs on Pesach Sheni. There's no chiv Achila's matzah. There's no chiv matzah at all. The only chiv there is a din of al-matzah sumer miyuchluhu. There's a din that the Karban Pesach has to be nechal together with matzah. And therefore you eat the matzah together with the Karban Pesach. So, but it's not an independent chi of matzah like on the first Pesach Rishon. The main effect of Svasemis, that matzah that you eat on Pesach Sheni, we don't care if you don't eat it with the oven, because faketz, since it's a din to eat it like the Karban Pesach, just like the Pesach is nechal al-saiva, the matzah with the Karban Pesach is also Nechal HaSoiva. It's like tied to the halachas of the Karban Pesach. So the matzah Pesach Sheni, you should eat Al HaSoiva, and l'chayr, there should not be any problem at all of eating on Erev Pesach and not eating Al HaTeyavim. Fakir, you shouldn't eat Al HaTeyavim. So he doesn't understand why Taisa says that the Mishnah, the din of our Mishnah, could apply to Pesach Sheni. So he blabs around this kasha, and I just want to point out that l'chayra, this the kasha he's asking is only a kasha l'fi the Rashbam. L'fi the Rashbam, that the whole issue over here is a shaila of not eating a l'tayavin. We don't want to eat too much, and it won't be l'tayavin. Then that's a good kasha. Pesach Sheni, we don't care about tayavin. Faket, we want you to eat it an eifin of al hasayva, like the Kavan Pesach. So you should eat it in a way that will make the matzah not al hasayva. Make the matzah al hasayva. So that's a good time l'fi the Rashbam. But on Taisus l'chayra, Taisus l'shitasay, this kasha is not a kasha because Taisus learns that Taisus on Kuf Zayin learns that the shaila in the Mishnah is a shayla of eating a real achila gasa, which is loish me'achila. Achila gasa, which is loish me'achila, is a problem about even by Pesach Sheni. It's true, you could eat it al saiva, but if you eat it in a way where it's not an achila at all, then avani not mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach, and that wouldn't be a problem on Pesach Sheni. And therefore, Taisus l'shitasa could learn that the chashash, the Mishnah is nege, even on Pesach Sheni, that we're afraid you're going to eat so much that it's going to become an achila gasa, which is loish me'achila. So on Taisus, it's l'chai not shver b'chalal what the Sfasamis is asking. And the Rashbam, it would be a good kasha, but the Rashbam l'shitas is also not shver, because the Rashbam is garis arvi psachim. His garis is arvi psachim, not arvi psachim, so he doesn't have to come on to this whole teretz of the taisis. So the Rashbam is good, taisis is good, l'chai the kasha is not a kasha. So the only makam where his kasha would be a kasha would be on Rashi, because Rashi also says like the Rashbam that the shayla in the mitzvah is a shayla of te'ovim, not achila gasa mamish, and Rashi is garis arvi psachim. His guess is Erev Pesachim, not Arvi Pesachim. So if Rashi would learn that it's referring to Pesach Sheni, then you would have this kasha. You're going to be stuck because Mitzad Echad is saying it's a shaila of not eating l'tayavin. Mitzad Sheni is saying the guess is Erev Pesachim, which is Mashi even Pesach Sheni. And on Pesach Sheni, it's like this Sasemis, l'char, you should eat it all asay, but there is no problem if you eat it by even l'tayavin. So on Rashi, that would taka be a good kasha. But on Rashi, you could say Pashad that he'll learn l'char like the first round Taisus that. Right, very good. That it's not Erev Pesach Rishon Rishani, but it's Erev Shesheichnim by Psachim. That's how Rashi could learn. And I just want to show that Itaka fits in very nicely in Rashi, because if you look in the Mardechai in the back, the Mardechai has Taisus Mardechai on part of the parak. In the beginning of the parak, Taisus brings down Rashi. He brings down Perish HaKuntris. That the first Rashi says Perish HaKuntris the Log Yasin and Arve Ela Erev. He brings down our guess in Rashi that we don't say Arvi Psachim, we say Erev Psachim. And then he has a little bit more in Rashi, which we don't have in Rashi Shilfaneinu, and he quotes Rashi as saying, why not? Why is my guess in, meaning what's upshot in the guess of Erev Psachim, not Arvi Psachim? So Zakt Rashi, Elegasin Erev Psachim, Pirish Erev Shishachim by Arvi Psachim. So he brings down the Farish. Rashi says that's the upshot in this guess, it's the Erev Shishachim by Arvi Psachim. He doesn't say the other types of Taisus of Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. He just says the first teretz of Erev Sheshachnim B'Psachim. So the way I'm being mazbe, I think it works out very nicely. Rashi L'shitasa, Rashi cannot say the second teretz of Taisus, because without Rashi holds that it's not a chashash of achila gasa, it's a chashash of a lack of teyavin. That would not apply to Pesach Sheni, and therefore if he has the gifts of Erev Pesachim, he has to learn that it's a problem of, he has to learn pshat as Erev Sheshachnim B'Harv Pesachim. He cannot learn the pshat of Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. So that would be pshat in the Rashi. So l'chara, Taisus is good, the Rashbam is good, and Rashi is good, and they all will not have a problem with the kasha of the Sfasemis. So just to sum it up, basically comes out a big machlokes rishonim here. What is the chashash exactly in Erev Pesach? What are we concerned about? Are we concerned that you're going to eat so much that you're going to be mamish full, and you're going to eat the matzah achila gasa, which is loish me'achila, and you won't be mekayim achilas matzah? That's the round of Ben David and Taisus. Or like the Rashbam and Rashi is saying, it's a chashash even less. We're afraid that you're going to eat enough that now you're not going to eat the matzah l'tayavin, and it will be a lack of hiter mitzvah, a lack of eating it l'tayavin. L'halacha, it seems to be from the Mishnah Berurah that and the Shulchan Aruch is mashma like the Rashbam, that we're concerned not only with achila gasa, but even with not eating it l'tayavin, and therefore one should make sure not to eat so much that it would take away from the tayavin and the hiter mitzvah of matzah.